This is Oklahoma's Talk Radio, the new Freedom 96.9. Join the conversation by calling 405-608-4377. Local news, Oklahoma politics and events. This is Freedom's First News with Aaron Brillbeck.
And a good morning. You're listening to Freedom's First News with Aaron Brillbeck on Freedom 96.9. We got a whole bunch to talk about today, but first, let's take a quick look at the weather. It's going to be cloudy today with some thunderstorms and a high of about 86 degrees tonight. Cloudy, humid, low of about 70. Tomorrow we'll see a mix of clouds and sunshine. Then towards the afternoon, we could see some showers and thunderstorms rolling in. High of about 87 degrees. On Saturday, same thing. Cloudy, showers, thunderstorms possible, and a high of 83 degrees. 69 degrees on your Thursday, June 4th of the year of our Lord, 2026. We have got a whole bunch to talk about this morning. If you want to be part of the conversation, we'd love to hear from you. 405-608-4377 is the number to dial. 405-608-4377. A ballot measure to slash property taxes facing a court challenge. Well, we talked a little bit about that yesterday, if you'll recall. Let's pick up that conversation right where we left off. Also in court, a challenge to a controversial smelting plant in Rogers County. Oklahoma City is growing at breakneck speeds, what that means for the future of the city. And to accommodate that growth, city leaders are passing a record spending plan. And the Oklahoma Turnpike also wants to spend more money, about $1.5 billion for an expansion project. We want to hear your thoughts on that at 405-608-4377. But first, let's get into your Freedom First News headlines on Freedom 96.9. Oklahoma City police are investigating an overnight shooting that left three people injured outside a northwest Oklahoma City apartment complex. Officers responded to reports of gunfire and found three victims suffering from gunshot wounds. All three were taken to area hospitals, and their conditions have not yet been released. Investigators are working to determine what led to the shooting and whether multiple suspects may have been involved. No arrests have been announced yet, and police are asking anyone with information to contact investigators as this case remains active. Meanwhile, fire investigators are working to determine what sparked a deadly house fire in northwest Oklahoma City while you were sleeping last night. Crews responded to the home early this morning and found one person dead inside. Firefighters were able to bring the flames under control, but the victim could not be saved. Authorities have not yet released the victim's identity, and the cause of the fire remains under investigation. Officials say it could take several days before they know exactly what led to this deadly blaze. A legal battle over eliminating Oklahoma property taxes is now in the hands of the state Supreme Court. Justices heard arguments this week on State Question 843, a proposal that would gradually phase out property taxes on owner-occupied homes until they are fully eliminated. Opponents argue the measure could cost schools and local services more than $1.5 billion a year and may conflict with the state constitution. Supporters say blocking the proposal would undermine Oklahoma's citizens' initiative process. The court is expected to issue a decision in the coming months. Oklahoma Attorney General Gettner Drummond is suing to stop construction of a proposed $4 billion aluminum smelter in Rogers County. Drummond argues the project could harm air and water quality and negatively impact nearby farms and ranches. The facility, backed by Emirates Global Aluminum and Century Aluminum, would be the largest aluminum smelter in the nation and is expected to create thousands of new jobs. Supporters, including Governor Kevin Stitt, say the project would boost Oklahoma's economy. The lawsuit now puts the future of the high-profile development in the hands of the courts. The Oklahoma Turnpike Authority is moving forward with plans to borrow another $1.5 billion to help pay for its Access Oklahoma expansion project. The bond request would fund construction on several turnpike projects across the state, including new routes and highway widening efforts. Supporters say the projects are needed to improve safety and accommodate growth. Critics, however, argue that the costs continue to climb and have raised concerns about debt and transparency. The proposal still requires approval from the state oversight officials before any bonds can be issued. New census data is offering clues about why more people are choosing to call Oklahoma City home. The numbers show continued population growth fueled by people moving from other states. Experts point to Oklahoma City's lower cost of living, affordable housing, short commute times, and growing job market as major draws. The city has also invested heavily in downtown development and quality of life projects in recent years. The housing costs rise in many parts of the country. Oklahoma City, meanwhile, is increasingly attracting more transplants looking for affordability and opportunity. An Oklahoma family is searching for answers after a mother's body was found in the North Canadian River. Authorities say 36-year-old Stephanie Denson Slade was discovered on May 19th, and investigators are still working to determine just how she died. Family members say they have questions about the circumstances surrounding her death and are urging anyone with information to come forward. The Oklahoma County Sheriff's Office says the investigation remains active as loved ones hope for clarity and closure in the weeks ahead. An Oklahoma City homeowner is facing first-degree manslaughter charges after fatally shooting a man that he says was squatting inside a vacant property he owned. Investigators say 59-year-old Timothy Smith went to check on the home, found the man inside, and during a confrontation, fired a shot that struck the man in the neck. The victim later died from his injuries. Legal experts say self-defense claims could be difficult because the home was vacant and the victim was reportedly unarmed. The case is now moving through the court system. We'll talk about that one coming up in just a little bit. Meanwhile, Oklahoma City police are asking for the public's help as they investigate a deadly shooting in northwest Oklahoma City that happened on May 31st. Officers responded to reports of gunfire in an apartment complex in the 1100 block of North MacArthur Boulevard and found a victim suffering from gunshot wounds. The victim was pronounced dead at the scene. Investigators have not released information about the suspect, and they say they're working to determine just what led to the shooting. Detectives are reviewing evidence and interviewing witnesses. Anyone with information is urged to contact Oklahoma City Police or Crime Stoppers as that investigation continues. Well, new court documents are shedding light on the murder of 36-year-old Kayron Winters, whose body was found at Woodson Park in southwest Oklahoma City last month. Investigators say Winters was allegedly lured to the park and killed in what police believe was a retaliatory shooting. Winters was suspected of killing a man at Will Rogers Courts, a public housing addition, back in on November 7th. Authorities have arrested a suspect on first-degree murder. Detectives continue to investigate, and they're working to determine whether other people were involved in that deadly encounter. A woman now facing charges in connection with a crash that killed three Oklahoma teenagers last year. Prosecutors say Chatlin Franklin was driving on U.S. Highway 54 in the Oklahoma Panhandle when the crash happened on May of 2025. Investigators allege that Franklin may have fallen asleep behind the wheel before crossing the center line and colliding with another vehicle. Three teens were killed. Several other people were also injured. Franklin is now charged with multiple counts of manslaughter and negligent homicide as the case moves through the court system. Del City police say they've dismantled a shoplifting ring accused of targeting businesses across the metro. Investigators say the group stole about $2,500 worth of merchandise from Boot Barn and may be connected to thefts at other retailers. Police used surveillance video and other evidence to identify and arrest the suspects. Authorities say organized retail theft continues to be a growing problem for businesses, costing stores thousands of dollars in lost merchandise. The suspects now face multiple charges as that investigation continues. Well, a violent traffic stop in Ponca City led to a drug arrest and a standoff with police. Cops say they pulled over a driver from Kansas and discovered illegal drugs in the car. Investigators say that driver, 33-year-old Zachary Bevilacqua, fought with police officers before he was arrested. Police found fentanyl, cocaine, meth, oxycodone pills, and weed in the car, as well as a loaded 9mm pistol. The suspect faces a laundry list of charges that include aggravated drug trafficking, possession of a firearm in the commission of a felony, and possession of drug proceeds. Police say he had more than $9,000 cash on him. Authorities say thousands of marijuana plants were seized during a grow operation bust in Atoka. Investigators with multiple agencies executed a search warrant at the property and discovered what they describe as an illegal cultivation site. More than 4,000 marijuana plants were confiscated. One person was arrested. Officials say the investigation is part of an ongoing effort to crack down on unlawful grow operations across Oklahoma. Additional charges and arrests could be possible as investigators continue reviewing evidence. We've got a lot to talk about here this morning. Let's start with this. An Oklahoma City homeowner is facing a manslaughter charge after police say that he fatally shot a man inside a vacant property that he owned. Investigators say the victim was allegedly squatting in the home when a confrontation between he and the homeowner turned deadly. The victim later died from a gunshot wound, and the case is now headed to court. So here's what we want to know from you. Was the homeowner legally justified in using deadly force in this case? Let's talk about it. 405-608-4377. And coming up later on in the hour, your dad joke of the day. I've got mine. I think it's a pretty good one, if I do say so myself. But I want to hear yours. 405-608-4377. You're listening to Freedom's First News with Aaron Brillbeck on Freedom 96.9.
Freedom.
Traffic.
We now take you to our eye in the sky.
Checking out Freedom Traffic on this Thursday morning. Yukon to downtown, 23 minutes. Norman to downtown, 27 minutes. Edmond to downtown, 21 minutes. And Midwest City to downtown, 25 minutes. Got a couple of construction issues. That bridge work continues. May and Northwest Expressway. Also, bridge work I-44 and Southwest 74th. Construction on the Kilpatrick, Wilshire to Northwest 122nd.
From wars in the Middle East to conflicts at home, we're the only station you need to stay informed. We're the new Freedom 96.9. Freedom969.com and on the Freedom app.
We're here talking with Stephen Smith from ICS Concrete Coatings in Oklahoma City. Stephen, how can ICS make pool decks safer and better?
Our Pentek coatings are a game changer for pool decks. They're slip resistant for safety, UV resistant to prevent fading, and tough enough to withstand Oklahoma sun, rain, and freeze-thaw cycles. Plus, they look stunning with customizable finishes.
All right. Well, safe and stylish. That's perfect for pool parties. How quick is the installation?
We're in and out in a single day. Our coatings cure fast, so you're back to enjoying your pool by the next afternoon. There's no long disruptions.
Well, talk about convenience. So what should our listeners do to get started?
Just call for a free estimate. We'll design a pool deck that's both functional and beautiful.
Make your pool deck shine with ICS Concrete Coatings. Call 405-403-4012, 405-403-4012. Or go to ICSConcreteCoatings.com. That's ICSConcreteCoatings.com for your free estimate today.
Listening to citizens, solving problems, delivering results. Progress through performance. It's action you can see.
This is Thomas Mansky. It has been an honor to serve the people of Canadian County. Together, we've worked to improve roads, strengthen infrastructure, and keep our communities safe. I believe leadership means listening, working hard, and delivering results for the people we serve. I am committed to continuing that work with integrity, transparency, and a servant's heart.
On June 16th, re-elect Conservative Republican Tom Mansky.
Authorized and paid for by Mansky for Commissioner 2026.
Hi, this is Jamie with Discount Garage Door, and we've got some amazing specials going on our stock doors. Right now, get an 8x7 garage door installed for just $10.99, a 16x7 for $16.99, or get the door and motor combo for just $23.99. These prices are out the door, installed, and every job comes with a 5-year warranty on all parts and labor. Give us a call at 525-DOOR or visit us at discountgaragedoor.com.
When it comes to freedom, size matters. Your 100,000-watt voice of freedom. The new Freedom 96.9. Freedom969.com and on the Freedom app.
Hey, Oklahoma, this is Dana Lash, host of The Dana Show. I'll be bringing you the latest news you won't hear anywhere else
every weekday starting at 2 p.m.
I don't care if the Republican nominee for attorney general in Texas has 5 heads and no toes. I don't care. I don't care if he's purple. I don't care. So long as you're not a Marxist, I literally don't care. That's my rule. Just don't be a Marxist. Don't come after our rights.
You can hear me weekdays at 2 p.m. on the new Freedom 96.9 and Freedom969.com.
Local news, Oklahoma politics and events. This is Freedom's First News with Aaron Brillbeck.
And welcome back. You're listening to Freedom's First News with Aaron Brillbeck on Freedom 96.9. If you want to be part of the conversation this morning, we sure would love to hear from you. 405-608-4377 is the number to dial, 405-608-4377. Today we're going to see cloudy skies, maybe some thunderstorms rolling in towards the afternoon and a high of 86 degrees. Tonight, cloudy, humid, low of 70. Tomorrow, mix of clouds and sunshine throughout the day, and then towards the afternoon, we could see some showers and thunderstorms rolling in and a high of 87 degrees. Then on Saturday, cloudy, more showers, more thunderstorms possible, more excuses not to mow the lawn. I have 83 degrees at 69 degrees under clear skies right now. The new Freedom 96.9 Liberty Fest 2026, honoring 250 years of American independence and the 100th anniversary of the legendary Route 66, celebrate one of the largest 4th of July festivals in the entire country. with events like the Concert of the Park, the Rodeo, the Liberty Sprint, the Car Show. Liberty Fest Parade, hosted by Lee Matthews, and the Grand Fireworks Show is back at UCO. Find out more on freedom969.com. One Oklahoma City property owner is facing first-degree manslaughter charges after a deadly encounter at a vacant home that he owned. Police say the homeowner discovered a man allegedly living inside the property without permission, and a confrontation followed. Investigators say that squatter was shot in the neck. He later died from his injuries. Prosecutors have filed the charges. The case is expected to move through the court system in the coming months. Let's talk about it. 405-608-4377. 405-608-4377. The main talking points here are, was this guy legally justified in using deadly force? So Oklahoma's got some very strong self-defense frameworks, including the Stand Your Ground Law and the Castle Doctrine. The Stand Your Ground Law basically says that there's no longer in Oklahoma a duty to retreat, quote unquote, which means that if you feel that your life is in danger, you have the right to, quote, stand your ground and, if necessary, use deadly force or the appropriate amount of force necessary to protect yourself from being seriously hurt or killed. They've also got what's called the Castle Doctrine here in Oklahoma. Essentially, what the Castle Doctrine says is a man's home, or a woman's home in this case, or whatever gender you identify as, a person's home is their castle, and therefore you have the right to defend your castle under the Castle Doctrine. It also makes the assumption that anybody coming into your home is there to do you harm. So you don't necessarily have to figure out whether that person is going to cause you serious harm or kill you in order to use up to deadly force in order to end whatever that threat might be. So we've got the Stand Your Ground Law and we've got the Castle Doctrine here in Oklahoma. However, these protections are really the strongest when somebody is defending their occupied residence or is facing an immediate threat. And here's where the devil's in the details with this particular case. You've got a gentleman who is checking on a home, but it wasn't necessarily his home. It wasn't his dwelling at the time that he was checking on it. He goes inside. He finds a homeless guy who's squatting in there. We don't know all the details about what happened back and forth between them, but long story short, there was some type of a confrontation, and the gentleman who owned the home shot the squatter in the neck. The squatter later died. So was he justified in that under the Stand Your Ground Law or the Castle Doctrine? I would argue, as far as the Castle Doctrine, probably not, because this is not his primary dwelling. This is a property that he owned. It'd be no different than if he went into a business that he owned after hours and he found that there was a homeless guy squatting in there, and a confrontation ensued, and he wound up shooting the person. Would he be able to claim Castle Doctrine under those circumstances? No, he wouldn't. Stand Your Ground? Well, that's a different story, because, again, we've got there are a few things with the story that we don't know the answers to. So we know there was a confrontation. What did that confrontation consist of? Was it a violent confrontation? Did the homeowner feel that he was in danger of serious harm or death? And there are certain circumstances that a jury will take into account there. So basically, it falls under the heading of what would a reasonable person consider to be a threat? So I'm 6'3". I weigh 230 pounds. I've got extensive background in martial arts and Krav Maga. I carry a gun regularly as part of my job as a deputy with the Oklahoma County Sheriff's Office. If I go into a home and I'm confronted by a 96-year-old woman who weighs 80 pounds soaking wet and she attacks me, am I justified in shooting and killing her? Probably not, because it would be a very difficult argument to argue that she posed that serious of a risk to me that I feared for my life. In this case, we don't know the circumstances. We do know that it appears that the homeless guy who was in the home was not armed at the time of this confrontation, but we don't know what his size was. We don't know what his capability was, and we don't know much about the homeowner. Did he have back issues? Did he have a heart issue where if he was involved in some type of a fight, he would lose that fight and potentially have his weapon taken away from him, used against him, or possibly be killed in other ways? So there are a lot of unanswered questions here that we would have to look at. Prosecutors apparently believe the facts don't support this as being a justified shooting, which is why a manslaughter charge was filed. So does a vacant property qualify for Castle Doctrine protections? Likely one of the biggest legal questions they're going to be looking into as this case moves forward. So the house was reportedly vacant, and it was not the homeowner's primary residence. And again, that's an important distinction there. Just because the guy owns the home and it is a home, it's not necessarily his home. So I don't believe the Castle Doctrine would go into effect here. Defense attorneys might argue that the owner did have a right to protect his property. They can argue that. I don't know whether they'll be successful in that argument. Prosecutors may also argue that the Castle Doctrine protections are more limited when the property is unoccupied and the owner is not living there. So another question, like we've already talked about, was there an immediate threat here? And that's a key issue. Again, there is no duty to retreat in Oklahoma. So in this case, the homeowner wouldn't have to try to flee before shooting the homeless guy. Under Oklahoma law, deadly force is generally required to have a reasonable belief of imminent death or great bodily harm. So again, reports indicate the victim may have been unarmed in this case, but we don't know all the circumstances. Did the homeowner have a medical condition that might have made it difficult for him to fight if he had to be put in a position where he had to fight? How serious was this confrontation? Was it a verbal screaming match across two rooms, or were they right up in each other's faces? What was the size of this homeless guy compared to the size of the homeowner? A lot of questions here. The prosecution will probably focus on whether the homeowner was actually in any danger. That's something you're going to have to convince a jury, and there's a lot of factors here to consider. The defense may argue that the homeowner could not have known whether the person inside was armed. There's no way of knowing that. Was the electricity on? Was he able to see the guy? What was the guy wearing that may have concealed a weapon? Again, there's a lot of questions here that a jury is going to have to consider. Property owners obviously are frustrated with squatters, many Oklahomans, many of whom will be sitting, or some of whom will be sitting on that jury, will sympathize with the property owners dealing with unauthorized occupants. So the case taps into the broader frustrations about squatting, property damage, how slow evictions processes can be. It's very difficult to get a squatter out of your property, and owners might feel they've got very limited options. That said, that's not a reason to shoot and kill somebody. Could this set a precedent? The outcome may clarify how Oklahoma courts view self-defense and claims involving vacant homes and rental properties and investment properties and suspected squatters. So should owners have the right to use force against somebody unlawfully occupying their property? That's a question for a jury to decide. Does being a squatter reduce those legal protections for the occupant? I would say under the heading of law, probably not. And does Oklahoma law adequately protect property owners? I would say the answer to that is definitely a no. We've got a lot more to talk about when we return. First of all, a ballot measure that could eventually eliminate billions of dollars in property taxes is facing a legal challenge at the Oklahoma Supreme Court. We started that conversation yesterday. We'll pick it up where we left off at 405-608-4377. Also in court, a fight over a proposed $4 billion aluminum smelter in Rogers County. Plus, your joke of the day, your dad joke of the day coming up. Give us a call, 405-608-4377. You're listening to Freedom's First News with Aaron Brillbeck, Freedom 96.9.
USA Radio News. I'm John Summers. Republican Senator Tom Tillis suggested Bill Pulte has no path to being confirmed as the next director of national intelligence. Here's Scott Carr from Washington.
Tillis tells CNBC he doesn't think Pulte has a prayer of making it through the Senate and becoming the permanent DNI. The senator from North Carolina adding to a growing backlash against Pulte's nomination.
President Trump confirmed he called Benjamin Netanyahu crazy and said the Israeli prime minister would be in prison if not for him. Trump says the U.S. hit Iran hard with strikes recently. Speaking from the Oval Office, Trump said the U.S. could wipe out Iran quickly if he chooses to do so, but he doesn't want any more people to die. One person dead, three others hurt after a shooting at a high school graduation ceremony in Fairfield, California. From America's News Network, USA Radio News.
This is Jeremy Thurman with McIntyre Law with your McIntyre Minute. Sexual abuse is more common than most people realize, and it can happen anywhere, in homes, schools, workplaces, and even places of worship. If you or someone you love have been affected, here's what you need to know. First, it is never the victim's fault, ever. Second, you have legal rights. Survivors can hold abusers and the institutions that protected them accountable, sometimes even years after the abuse occurred. And third, time matters. Statute of limitations vary, so the sooner you speak with an attorney, the better your chances of pursuing justice. At McIntyre Law, we stand with survivors. We fight to make sure those responsible are held accountable, and we handle every case with the care and confidentiality you deserve. If you have questions or need guidance at all, call us. The consultation is free and the conversation is completely confidential because no one should suffer in silence and no abuser should go unchecked.
If you need me, you can find me at McIntyreLaw.com or call me at 777-7000.
Catch our show, Legal Talk, with Noble McIntyre and Jeremy Thurman, Saturdays at 1 p.m. on Freedom 96.9.
And that's your McIntyre Entire Minute.
Freedom local coverage starts now.
From the Freedom 96.9 News Center, I'm Bo B. Kraft. News is brought to you by Health 65. You've worked hard, and Medicare doesn't have to be. Health 65 is making Medicare easy again. Health65.com. A man accused of street racing while intoxicated now faces murder charges after a deadly crash in Oklahoma City. Felix Acosta was racing when he crashed into another vehicle, killing a 13-year-old boy and his grandmother, Cecilia Vasquez. The crash happened Memorial Day weekend, with investigators saying Acosta admitted to drinking before driving. He's now charged with two counts of second-degree murder and other offenses. An Oklahoma death row inmate now has an execution date set. The court says 71-year-old Carlos Rodriguez is scheduled to be executed in August. He was convicted in the 2003 shooting death of his common-law wife, Olympia Fisher. His appeals have been exhausted in both state and federal courts, and officials say the August 13th execution will move forward as scheduled. Authorities continue searching for a fugitive who ran from agents and disappeared into a creek bed. Investigators say the suspect fled during an attempted warrant service, but officials haven't released a description of the individual involved. Search efforts remain ongoing, and no additional information has currently been released. That's the latest from the Freedom 96.9 News Center on Oklahoma's Talk Radio. Your Oklahoma City Freedom Forecast is next.
There's a lot of noise out there, especially when it comes to Medicare. Plans, options, fine print, it's enough to make anyone second guess. That's where Health 65 comes in. We simplify Medicare, explain your options clearly, and we help choose a plan that makes sense for your life, not someone else's. No guesswork, no confusion, just real answers from real people right here in Edmond. Hi, this is Philip Beard with Health 65. Call us or visit us online at health65.com. That's health65.com.
Health 65 is not connected to the federal Medicare program.
Vote for Edmond Republican Alex Warren for Oklahoma County Commissioner, a self-made entrepreneur who oversaw over 200 locations for a $1 billion operation for a Fortune 500 company. Alex Warren will restore integrity to the office, fixing roads and infrastructure, protecting taxpayers by operating with the same accountability that all Oklahoma families and businesses expect in their own household. Please vote Alex Warren. Alex Warren. Alex Warren. Paid for by family and friends of Alex Warren.
I'm Alex Warren for County Commissioner, and I approve this message.
McGriff Fortifies Oklahoma. Live Saturday morning, 8 a.m. Sunday at 1. Call in your questions to roofing specialist Scott McCullum. McGriff Fortifies Oklahoma. Find out more at mcroof.us and tune in to our show on Freedom 96.9.
Oklahoma state government is broken. Scandals have rocked our state, and we're the ones paying the price. Cindy Byrd earned our trust as state auditor by reporting billions in waste, fraud, and abuse that others covered up. Now, Cindy Byrd is asking for your vote for state treasurer. She'll protect our tax dollars, expose corruption, and invest wisely on behalf of Oklahomans. Cindy Byrd, a fiscal hawk Oklahoma trusts. Cindy Byrd for treasurer.
Authorized and paid for by Cindy Byrd for Oklahoma Treasurer 2026.
Attention candidates. Freedom 96.9 is Oklahoma City's only FM conservative news talk and an excellent and efficient way to reach Oklahoma voters. Advertise for the June 16th primary. Get the vote out. Click on the Contact Us tab at freedom969.com.
Freedom
weather.
Here's your Oklahoma City AccuWeather forecast. Today, expect variable clouds with a heavy thunderstorm making it feel humid. It will be breezy in the afternoon with a high of 86. Tonight will be cloudy and humid with a chance of a thunderstorm in some areas, reaching a low of 70. Tomorrow will bring some sunshine peeking through the clouds, along with breezy and humid conditions. There will be a couple of showers and a thunderstorm with a high of 87. As for Saturday, anticipate more clouds than sun, along with humid conditions. There will be a chance of a couple of showers and a thunderstorm with a high of 83. With your Oklahoma City AccuWeather forecast, I'm meteorologist Jason Caterina.
Freedom's First News with Aaron Brillback.
Good morning and welcome back. You're listening to Freedom's First News with Aaron Brillback on Freedom 96.9. It's 71 degrees under partly cloudy skies at 7:36 this morning. That means time for your dad joke of the day. You know, Uncle Dave, scientists have studied how alcohol affects a person's ability to walk.
How's that?
The results were staggering.
Staggering. I get it.
Staggering, Dave. Staggering, man. Time for a quick Lee's Tease. Coming up on The Drive with Lee Matthews, starting at 4 o'clock this afternoon, he's going to talk about reporter Scott Pelley's connections to Oklahoma. Pelley was just fired from 60 Minutes. How attitudes are changing, meanwhile, towards the LGBTQ community in Oklahoma. Lee's going to touch on that. And Mark Wayne Mullen wants to change how ICE officers are trained. Good idea. You can weigh in at 405-608-4377 on The Drive with Lee Matthews on Freedom 96.9. Let's check out your Freedom First headlines now on Freedom 96.9. Oklahoma City police are investigating an overnight shooting that left three people injured outside a Northwest Oklahoma City apartment complex. Officers responded to reports of gunfire and found three victims suffering from gunshot wounds. All three were taken to area hospitals. Their conditions have not yet been released. Investigators are working to determine just what led to the shootings and whether multiple suspects may have been involved. No arrests have been announced, and police are asking anyone with information to contact investigators as the case remains active. Fire investigators are working to determine what sparked a deadly house fire in Northwest Oklahoma City while you were sleeping last night. Crews responded to a home early this morning, and they found one person dead inside. Firefighters were able to bring the flames under control, but the victim could not be saved. Authorities have not released the victim's identity. The cause of that fire remains under investigation. Officials say it could take several days before they know exactly what led to the deadly blaze. A legal fight over eliminating Oklahoma property taxes is now before the state Supreme Court. Justices heard arguments this week on State Question 843, which would gradually phase out property taxes on owner-occupied homes. Opponents argue the proposal could cost schools and local governments more than $1.5 billion per year and may violate the state constitution. Supporters say blocking the measure would undermine Oklahoma's citizen initiative process. The court is expected to decide whether the proposal can move forward. Oklahoma Attorney General Gettner Drummond is asking a judge to stop construction of a proposed $4 billion aluminum smelter in Rogers County. Drummond argues the project could threaten air and water quality and impact nearby farms and ranches. Supporters say the facility would create thousands of jobs and strengthen Oklahoma's economy. Backers also note that it would become the largest aluminum smelter in the entire nation. The lawsuit now puts the future of the high-profile project in the hands of the courts. The Oklahoma Turnpike Authority wants to borrow another $1.5 billion to help fund its Access Oklahoma expansion plan. The bond request would pay for new turnpike construction and highway improvements across the state. Supporters say the projects are needed to improve safety and keep up with growth. Critics argue the plan carries too much debt and raises transparency concerns. State oversight officials must still approve the proposal before any bonds can be issued. New census data is helping to explain why Oklahoma City continues to attract new residents. The latest numbers show population growth fueled largely by people moving in from other states. Experts point to affordable housing, a lower cost of living, shorter commutes, and a growing job market as major draws. City leaders have also invested heavily in downtown development and quality of life projects. As costs rise elsewhere, Oklahoma City continues to attract people looking for an opportunity for affordability. An Oklahoma family is searching for answers after a mother's body was found in the North Canadian River. Authorities say 36-year-old Stephanie Denson Slade was discovered on May 19th. The investigators are still trying to determine exactly how she died. Family members say they have questions about the circumstances surrounding her death and are asking anyone with information to come forward. The Oklahoma County Sheriff's Office says the investigation remains active as loved ones continue to seek answers and closure. An Oklahoma City property owner is facing first-degree manslaughter charges after a deadly encounter inside a vacant home. Investigators say 59-year-old Timothy Smith went to check on the property and found a man allegedly living there without permission. Police say a confrontation followed and Smith fired a shot that struck the man in the neck. The victim later died from his injuries. Prosecutors have filed charges and the case is now moving through the court system. Oklahoma City police are asking for the public's help in solving a deadly shooting in northwest Oklahoma City. Officers responded to reports of gunfire on May 31st at an apartment complex near North MacArthur Boulevard and found the victim suffering from gunshot wounds. The victim was pronounced dead at the scene. Investigators have not announced any arrests yet and are still trying to determine just what led to that shooting. Anyone with information is urged to contact police or Crime Stoppers. New court documents are revealing more about the murder of 36-year-old Kayron Winters. Investigators say Winters was lured to Woodson Park in southwest Oklahoma City and killed in what police believe was a retaliatory shooting. Court records show that Winters was suspected in the May 7th killing of a man at Will Rogers Courts. Authorities have arrested one suspect on a first-degree murder complaint. Detectives continue investigating and are working to determine whether other people may be involved. A woman is now facing charges in connection with a crash that killed three Oklahoma teenagers last year. Prosecutors say Chatlin Franklin was driving on U.S. Highway 54 in the Oklahoma Panhandle when the crash happened in May of 2025. Investigators allege Franklin fell asleep behind the wheel. She crossed the center line and collided with another vehicle. Three teenagers were killed and several other people were injured. Franklin now faces multiple counts of manslaughter and negligent homicide. Del City police say they've broken up a shoplifting ring accused of targeting businesses across the metro. Investigators say the group stole about $2,500 worth of merchandise from Boot Barn and may be connected to thefts at other retailers. Police used surveillance video and other evidence to identify and arrest the suspects. Authorities say organized retail theft continues to cost businesses thousands of dollars in losses every single year. The suspects now face multiple charges as the investigation continues. A traffic stop in Ponca City turned into a major drug bust and a confrontation with police. Investigators say 33-year-old Zachary Bevilacqua fought with officers after they discovered drugs inside of his vehicle. Police say they discovered fentanyl, cocaine, methamphetamine, oxycodone pills, and marijuana, as well as a loaded 9mm handgun. Officers also found more than $9,000 in cash. The suspect now faces numerous charges, including aggravated drug trafficking and possession of a firearm during the commission of a felony. Authorities say more than 4,000 marijuana plants were seized during a grow operation bust in Atoka County. Investigators with multiple agencies served a search warrant at the property and discovered what they describe as an illegal cultivation site. One person was arrested during that operation. Officials say the investigation is part of an ongoing effort to crack down on unlawful marijuana grows across Oklahoma. Additional arrests and charges remain possible as investigators continue reviewing evidence. Well, we've got a lot to talk about after the break. The Oklahoma Supreme Court is weighing the future of State Question 843, a proposal that would gradually eliminate property taxes on owner-occupied homes. And that's an important distinction there, owner-occupied homes, not rental units, not retail units, not businesses, owner-occupied homes. Opponents say that measure could cost schools and local governments more than $1.5 billion per year. While supporters argue that voters should be able to decide the issue, a ruling is expected in the coming months. So what are your thoughts on it? We'd like to hear from you. 405-608-4377, 405-608-4377. Do you think we should eliminate property taxes in Oklahoma? How about if we do it with, say, certain restrictions, like when a homeowner reaches a certain age or when the home is paid off? What about regular increases that we see in valuation? Is it time to eliminate that? It seems like we're constantly seeing increases in our valuation, which means increases in taxes. Those are unrealized gains. That's money that I've got on paper, but I don't actually have in my bank account. How can I continually be taxed on that when I'm not making any money from it? And where does the money come from to replace those tax dollars? We definitely want to hear from you this morning. 405-608-4377 is the number to dial if you want to be part of the show. You're listening to Freedom's First News with Aaron Brillbeck on Freedom 96.9.
Freedom.
Traffic.
We now take you to our eye in the sky.
Checking out Freedom Traffic on this Thursday morning. UConn to downtown, 23 minutes. Norman to downtown, 27 minutes. Edmond to downtown, 21 minutes. And Midwest City to downtown, 25 minutes. Got a couple of construction issues. That bridge work continues. May and Northwest Expressway. Also, bridge work I-44 and Southwest 74. Construction on the Kilpatrick, Wilshire to Northwest 122nd.
The new Freedom 96.9 and Liberty Fest 2026, honoring 250 years of American independence and the 100th anniversary of the legendary Route 66. Find out more at freedom969.com.
Larry Stein, Oklahoma County Assessor. Larry Stein's office saves more than $5 million a year. That's $14,000 a day using advanced technology. Larry Stein's office earns awards for leadership, transparency, and efficiency. Legislation Larry has helped pass saves all property owners, seniors, and veterans billions. Yes, billions of dollars in property tax cuts. Stick with Stein. Vote for proven results. The Stein way. Vote Larry Stein. Vote early. Vote absentee. Vote June 16th. Paid for by families and friends of Larry Stein.
I'm Larry Stein. I approve this message.
Guns. Claude Hall's original OKC Gun Show is this weekend, June 6th and 7th at the OKC Fairgrounds. Saturday 9 to 5 and Sunday 9 to 4, wall-to-wall guns and ammo. For more information, visit our website at OKCGunShow.com.
Running for Oklahoma governor ain't supposed to be easy. You gotta be tough. So Mike Mazie's whining and crying as we learn about his liberal record? Tough luck, Mikey. See, while President Trump crushed the woke left, Mike Mazie allowed transgender surgeries in Oklahoma. That's right. Mazie voted to allow a taxpayer-funded hospital to hide children undergoing radical gender reassignment treatments, sex changes that transitioned boys into girls and girls into boys. But that's not all. Trump's MAGA movement would have been crushed by Hillary Clinton if Mike Mazie got his way. Mazie voted to remove Oklahoma from the Electoral College, going to a national popular vote that would have rigged the system for crooked Hillary Clinton.
Thanks, Mike Mazie, for trying so close.
A transgender ally endangering our kids. A Clinton lover and Trump hater. MAGA phony Mike Mazie. Woke, radical, and just too liberal for Oklahoma. Paid for by Make Oklahoma Great Again. Not authorized by any candidate or candidate's committee. 601 South Boulder Avenue, Suite 610. Tulsa, Oklahoma, 74119. 918-947-9459.
We're here with Stephen Smith, owner of ICS Concrete Coatings in Oklahoma City. Stephen, garages take a beating from cars, tools, and spills. How does ICS help?
We transform garages with our Pentek coatings. They're oil, chemical, and scratch resistant, so your floor stays pristine. Plus, you can customize with solid colors or chip finishes to match your style.
So it's tough and good looking. How does that transformation take?
Just one day. Our fast curing Pentek coatings mean you can park your car or use your garage the very next morning. No mess, no hassle.
So it's perfect for busy homeowners. Any tips for our listeners out there thinking about upgrading?
Yeah, just call us for a free estimate. We'll walk you through the options and make your garage a new showpiece.
Elevate your garage with ICS Concrete Coatings. Call 405-403-4012, 405-403-4012, or visit ICSConcreteCoatings.com. That's ICSConcreteCoatings.com to book your free estimate now.
It's a double celebration of freedom. The American spirit meets the open road in 2026. We honor 250 years of our nation and 100 years of Route 66. Your voice for freedom is right here. Oklahoma's Talk Radio, the new Freedom 96.9. Freedom's First News with Aaron Brillbeck. Join the conversation by calling 405-608-4377 on the new Freedom 96.9.
And a good morning. You're listening to Freedom's First News with Aaron Brillbeck on Freedom 96.9. Today we'll see a mixture of clouds and sunshine. Then towards the afternoon we could see a few thunderstorms rolling in, high of around 86 degrees. Tonight, cloudy, humid, low of around 70 degrees. Tomorrow, mix of clouds and sunshine in the daytime. Then in the afternoon we'll see some showers and thunderstorms rolling in with a high of 87. Then on Saturday, cloudy, showers, thunderstorms possible in the afternoon. Another excuse not to mow the lawn, high of 83 degrees. For Saturday, it's 71 degrees and partly cloudy outside on this Thursday, June 4th, 2026, in the year of our Lord, 2026. I got a lot to talk about this morning. I want to touch on this, though, real quickly. The new Freedom 96.9 and Liberty Fest 2026 are honoring 250 years of American independence and the 100th anniversary of the legendary Route 66. We got a bunch to celebrate. Celebrate one of the largest 4th of July festivities in the country with events like a concert in the park, rodeo, Liberty Sprint car show, Liberty Fest parade hosted by Lee Matthews, and of course the Grand Fireworks Show is back at UCO. Find out more at freedom969.com. Well, the future of a proposal to eliminate property taxes on Oklahoma homes is now in the hands of the state Supreme Court. Justices this week heard arguments over State Question 843, which would gradually phase out property taxes on owner-occupied homes and eliminate them entirely by the year 2029. Opponents argue that measure could strip more than $1.5 billion from schools and local governments and may violate the state constitution. Supporters, meanwhile, say voters deserve the chance to decide the issue for themselves. A court ruling is expected in the coming months. This story is just, it's packed with policy, politics, and constitutional debates. The property tax relief versus funding public services. Now, obviously, everybody wants lower taxes. I think that every time that we look at our paychecks and see just how much taxes are taken out, we cringe. And then on top of that, we have to pay sales taxes on everything that we purchase. We have to pay property taxes on our properties, and those continue to escalate. It seems like every time we make small improvements to our property, we've also got to pay an increase in property taxes on that, even though those are unrealized gains. That's not money that I've got in the bank or money that I've got in investments that's making me more money. What it is it's a parcel of land. It's unrealized gains. It's something that unless I sell it, I'm not seeing an increase, yet I'm still being taxed as though I were seeing an increase. And one of the many problems that we've got with this is that as we get older, as we pay down our mortgage, finally we own the house after 30 years of paying a mortgage, 30 years of working and slaving, oftentimes working two or three jobs and making sacrifices so that we can finally pay off this house and have some kind of a retirement. But we don't really own the house because at any time the government can come along and take it away from us if we're not paying those property taxes. So wouldn't it be great if those property taxes were eliminated when we retire? Wouldn't it be great if we knew what our property taxes would be when we bought the house and those property taxes remained consistent for the entire time that we owned the house? And then, you know, once we croak, once we kick off, if we leave the house to the kiddos or if we sell it, whoever buys the house or gets it from there, it resets the clock. So again, at that point, they are paying property taxes based on the valuation of the home at that moment, not what the home might be worth later on down the road. So this is central to the debates. Supporters say that property taxes are a burden on homeowners, especially on retirees and people with a fixed income. It's like the payments just never stop, no matter how much effort you put in towards it, no matter how much extra you put towards paying down that mortgage, no matter how many extra shifts you take to pay down that mortgage. The payments never stop even once the mortgage is finally paid off. Homeowners never truly own their homes if they've got to continue paying property taxes indefinitely. The longer you live, the more you're paying in taxes. There's your incentive to stay alive, huh? Oklahoma should reduce the reliance on property taxes and find other revenue sources, according to people who are opposed to these property tax issues that we've got. I've got to agree with that. We're spending so much money on so much stuff. We kind of talked about it just a little bit yesterday in terms of with DOGE, all of the waste and abuse that we're seeing on the federal level. We're sending billions of dollars out of the country and not even knowing about it. You know, President Biden talked about hiring 87,000 new IRS agents, and not a single one of them were able to find out that we were illegally sending money to African nations, because there are people that have set up these hospice agencies and these child care centers that don't really exist, but they're collecting massive paychecks that you and I are paying for. If we could eliminate some of this waste, fraud, and abuse, if we would target that first, we wouldn't have to worry about increasing our taxes all the time. Yet, here we stand. Now, opponents say property taxes fund schools, county governments, libraries, technology centers, fire departments, and other local services. These are services that we need. There's no sense in having a nice home if it's not a safe home in a safe neighborhood. We need police services and fire departments in order to do that. We need libraries. We need other local services. These need to be paid for, but do they need to be paid for necessarily with property tax dollars? Or is there some way that we could lower that property tax burden by, like we talked about, reducing the waste, fraud, and abuse that we're seeing? Eliminating them could create, though, at least here in Oklahoma, a budget hole exceeding $1.5 billion annually. That's a big hole to try to fill. Probably can't be filled through reductions in waste and abuse, but at least we can start the conversation there. Before you start taxing me loads and loads of money, let's make sure that I'm getting what I'm paying for, huh? Local governments would likely need a replacement revenue from higher sales taxes, income taxes, or state appropriations. Sales taxes, I mean, that's a fair way of doing taxes. Your purchasing power is based on how much money that you make. Obviously, with what I'm making working at the radio station, I'm not going to go out and buy myself a Lamborghini today. But if I'm the CEO of a large Fortune 500 company, maybe I can't afford that Lamborghini, and I'm paying higher taxes when I make that purchase. It just makes sense. Same with income taxes. The more money you make, the more money that you're taxed. It makes sense. But property taxes, I'm not making any money off of my property that I live in until I sell the thing. So who pays if property taxes disappear? That's one of the major unanswered questions here. By the way, 405-608-4377 if you want to be part of the conversation. The government is not going to say, yeah, let's just eliminate property taxes and the $1.5 billion, we'll just call that a wash. They're going to have to come up with the money elsewhere. So where else do we come up with that money? Is it through an increase in income taxes? Is it through an increase in sales taxes? Obviously, businesses would not be crazy about that increase in sales taxes. Anytime you see those increases, it reduces business, reduces the amount of money that they're making, reduces the potential for them to hire additional staff. So there's a ripple effect no matter what we do. Critics are asking, obviously, how would schools be funded? Would sales taxes increase as a result of this? Would the state income tax rise as a result of this? Would rural communities be hit harder than urban areas? Obviously, the answer to that is yes. Rural areas would be hit more so than urban areas. And as a result of that, schools in those rural areas would be better, would be more so impacted. So there's a lot to consider here. Government, though, meanwhile, my opinion, should find more efficiencies before asking for any more money from us. Also, the economic growth that we see as a result of keeping more money in our pockets could help to offset some of that lost revenue. Would it be enough? Probably not. But between looking for efficiencies and seeing an increase in revenue because I've got more money to spend and less money that I'm paying to the government, that could help offset some of that $1.5 billion. Other states rely less heavily on property taxes than Oklahoma does, and they seem to do just fine. But there would be an impact on schools. That's probably the most controversial aspect of this. Schools depend heavily on local property tax collections. Eliminating those funds could affect teacher pay, classroom funding, school operations. But we've also talked about at length on this show that maybe it's time to start doing away with some of the fat that we see in our school districts. We see quite a bit of it. We have a lot of high administrative costs. There's a lot that we need to consider here, and we certainly appreciate your weighing in today and listening in on Freedom's First News. Coming up on Freedom's First News on 96.9, Brian Kilmeade later on today. We'll hear from Eric Erickson at 11 o'clock. Dana Lash comes on at 2 o'clock. And, of course, Lee Matthews with The Drive comes on at 4 o'clock. Thanks so much for joining us today. You're listening to Freedom's First News with Aaron Brillbeck on Freedom 96.9.